Poetry Moment, read by Clarica.
The Invitation by Percy Bysshe Shelley. Best and brightest, come away, fairer than this fair day, which, like these, to those in sorrow, comes to bid a sweet good morrow. To the rough year just awake, in its cradle on the brake, the brightest hour of unborn spring, through the winter wandering, found, it seems, the halcyon morn, to hoar February born. Bending from heaven in azure mirth, it kissed the forehead of the earth, and smiled upon the silent sea, and bade the frozen streams be free, and waked to music all their fountains, and breathed upon the frozen mountains, and like a prophetess of May, strewed flowers upon the barren way, making the wintry world appear like one on whom thou smilest, dear. Away, away, from men and towns, to the wild woods and the downs, to the silent wilderness, where the soul need not repress its music, lest it should not find an echo in another's mind, while the touch of nature's art harmonizes heart to heart. Radiant sister of the day, awake, arise, and come away, to the wild woods and the plains, to the pools where winter reigns, image all their roof of leaves, where the pine its garland weaves, of sapless green and ivy dun, round stems that never kiss the sun, where the lawns and pastures be, and the sandhills of the sea, where the melting hoarfrost wets the daisy star that never sets, and windflowers and violets, which yet join not scent to hue, crown the pale year, weak and new. When the night is left behind, in the deep east, dim and blind, and the blue noon is over us, and the multitudinous billows murmur at our feet, where the earth and ocean meet, and all things seem only one in the universal sun. Thank you.